Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
On July 8th, during the budget meeting, it was stated that 80% of the ECAT workers were utilizing intermittent FMLA. This public conversation was between the administrator and a few commissioners. That would mean that 53 workers would be under FMLA. There are 66 bargaining unit employees at ECAT, which includes bus operators, maintenance employees, etc. This does not include approximately 21 non-bargaining, which would be office staff and management.
So this is Mike Lowry, who I think is not currently the president of the union. He was, maybe he still is. I haven't caught up with Mike in a long time. We had him on the show a few times a long time ago, several times a long time ago. But I was like to play for him that clip from Bad Boy. I'm Mike Lowry, you know. He always thinks that's funny. Anyway, he showed up at the county commission meeting. And this is in reference to the meeting back in July, the one that we had talked about with Wes Moreno several times. Remember the comments from Lumen May and Wes Moreno at the time. So this is going back to the July meeting.
Overtime is not because we have a shortage of employees. It's because people are calling in and taking off work, correct? I mean, that's why there's all this overtime. Not because we're not filling FTEs. It's because of people taking time off. I mean, can you clarify that?
That particular workforce over there, 80% is on intermittent FMLA, which means they can call out once a week, twice a week. They have a doctor's excuse. And so in order to make up those routes, we've had to cancel routes at some time, some days.
And we talked about that a lot at the time, how, good Lord, you can't possibly manage a workforce if 80% of them can call out on any given day for any reason. It sounds like a really bad problem.
And that the intermittent FMLA is no control that we can do.
We don't have control.
I mean, we don't have any control of that.
Not as long as they have bring the doctor's documentation and everything they're supposed to bring.
So we have 80% of the people who are taking FMLA.
It's a large.
Do we have a gym over there? Do we have a personal training program over there? I mean, you know, until they can work out. I mean, 80% of people not coming to work. That's a lot.
No doubt, it's egregious, quite honestly, if you ask me. But
yeah, but that's federal law. I've dealt with FMLA before. They can take up to 12 weeks.
So that was Lumen May, the first voice, and then Wes Moreno, of course, there as well. Right at the end, Mike Kohler. But yeah, I mean, if you have a massive slice of your workforce, it's on intermittent. That just means, like, when you go on FMLA, it means you leave for a month or two or whatever. You had a kid, somebody's got an illness you got to take care of. Intermittent FMLA is when you have some kind of ongoing challenge. You know, your wife is sick, but it's not, you know, she's, let's say, going through chemo. Doesn't mean you have to take off now, but it means you need to take off this Thursday, next Thursday, the Tuesday after that, you know, to take her to treatments, that kind of thing. That's what intermittent means. It's not constant. It's occasional. Okay, so that's what they said back in July. Then Mike Lowry shows up to talk about this and says that number is not accurate. That's mischaracterization.
Many of the ECAT workers watched your budget meeting. Therefore, the union took a survey because we dispute the 80% number that was used. 66 bargaining unit employees personally contacted. We recontacted them. The outcome as of today is 64 out of the 66 responded. 52 do not have FMLA. That's 78% of the workers do not have FMLA. 12 do have FMLA. And, of course, 3% did not respond. That was the two.
So our internal survey and your pronouncements do not match. So at least somebody's wrong or somebody's lying. And at this point, I don't think we know. Mike thinks that he knows. I know Wes thinks that he knows.
The July 8th budget meeting conversation about ECAT, fixed route workers, was grossly untrue. And it's very disappointing that the administrator and some commissioners would portray that 80% of the workers were utilizing intermittent FMLA. The professional transit workers at ECAT deserve an apology and deserve a supportive leadership that supports them. I personally see these workers every day. They're the best. They're professionals. They do their job well.
Okay, but you could be a professional and still be on FMLA. I mean, you could, when you show up, you could be great and you could not show up a lot. I mean, those are not incompatible with each other.
We understand that understaffed is the reason why we're shorthanded at ECAT. We're shorthanded bus operators. That is a fact. Not when you talk about overtime at ECAT, it's not caused by FMLA. It's caused because we're understaffed.
Well, okay. Go back to what Lumen May said right at the beginning, remember?
And overtime is not because we have a shortage of employees. It's because people are calling in and taking off work, correct? I mean, that's why there's all this overtime. Not because we're not filling FTEs. It's because of people taking time off.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, there's just a direct dispute about what's causing the problems at ECAT. The administration, Wes and Lumen, and remember, Lumen is kind of like the defender of ECAT because ECAT primarily serves poor people and poor people. His district, District 3. I mean, broad strokes, but you get what I'm saying. Okay. You know, he would be the commissioner most likely to be, you know, actively defending ECAT. And in this case, he's not defending. He's saying, no, this is the problem. This is the problem. Mike Lauer is saying that's not the problem at all. We'll come back to this in a second because, I mean, it's a very interesting dispute right now. The claims both about the understaffing and about the intermittent FMLA. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Lauer's comments on, let's see, this was not last or this is... this meeting's been a little bit, but there's no meetings in July other than this, or in August other than this one, and there's not a meeting until September, so I felt like I had time to cover it.
There are 12 people that have FMLA. That's federally legal to have FMLA. I'm one of those individuals. I have FMLA right now, intermittent. Commissioners, I have prostate cancer, and currently I'm going through 38 sessions of radiation at Baptist. I made all my appointments for 6 p.m. at night. My schedule, I get off at 2:45 every day. I didn't schedule it during work hours. I scheduled it at night, Mr. Administrator.
So he's not taking off work for it. He's working around work for it.
I feel that to make that comment was unjust and not appropriate to insinuate that when you made that comment and you had those discussions, it was only portrayed to make it sound like ECAT employees were bad employees. In the same conversation—
Mr. Lowry, please wrap up your thoughts. Your time's up.
And I'll finish up. I appreciate that. But you also praised the flex drivers. ECAT employees have nothing against flex drivers. But we are professionals, too, and we did not deserve that.
Thank you, Mike, and I'm sorry about your cancer.
And that was, it's a kind thing for Mike Colder to say that. But, yeah, so I don't have a resolution for it. I don't have an answer for you. I don't think there were, in the rest of the meeting, I didn't hear any other follow-up comments or an answer from Wes about clarifying the situation. But interesting little bit of mini-drama, of course, now that ECAT's been folded into the county. Remember, years ago, they were an independent agency, but now folded in. And as best as I can figure out, I think Mike is actually still the president of the ATU. So, take that for what it's worth. But we'll find out. You know, you also have this issue of the Flex Transit. Remember, you know, Wes is a big fan of the Flex Transit. I like it, too. That's where you basically call for a ride, and the county will Uber you where you need to go instead of having to wait at a stop and get on a big, and I mean, largely waste resources because the big old buses carry very few people many times. A lot of that cost is borne by the federal government. It's not by the people who pay at the, you know, at the door, so to speak. But there's this kind of ongoing conversation about the relevance of big bus transit here in Pensacola because of our population size and the number of people who do or do not use that. But anyway, just kind of, you know, if you're new to the conversation on buses in Pensacola or in ECAT in Pensacola, just some of the things to consider. 619 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone.
Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
What's going on? I should know. I'm the news director.
Last week we did a press conference as a result of a grand jury indictment for first degree murder because this team, these guys at the top, sold the drugs that killed a 65-year-old lady. I told you last week that we would be back and talk now about this wire intercept investigation that we all worked on together.
Is that a voice you recognize, John? Florida Sheriff, Polk County, Grady Judd.
Oh.
Yeah, Florida's Joe Arpaio. you might say, you know, sort of brash, loud, obnoxious, fun, not if you're a criminal. Anyway, Grady Judd was explaining the drug seizure and, you know, drug dealer and the operation that they had been doing. But that is not the reason that this was interesting. That's not the reason that this caught my attention. Who cares about Polk County drug arrests, right? No. What's interesting was how he showed up to the press conference, because he was wearing all the drug dealer's gold around his neck and on his arm. Yes, he absolutely
no
was.
No way, man.
And he was pulling on the chain, and he was showing you all the stuff that he took off of them. And I mean, it's here. I don't know how to describe this, but this is Grady Judd. There's the picture. And he's got a giant gold chain around his neck.
He's trying to rep. That's what he's trying to do.
That's it. So this is like, you know, parading the bodies of your enemies in front of your other enemies,
yeah,
right? And here's what he said. This is the part that made me laugh.
I got their drip. I got their body. We got their guns, we got their dope, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
I got their drip. I was laughing, I thought it was so great. 624 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom today with our headlines. David, you got the drip?
He does today.
Well, if I had the drip, I wouldn't admit it publicly.
Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah, true.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is going to be speaking today, Andrew.
You know what that joke deserves?
Thank you.
Because another word for the...
It's the I would have rather gotten the boo. The
clap is another... I feel like I've done something horribly wrong here.
Boo.
Oh, there we go. That you've redeemed yourself.
Maybe.
And you want a Marconi.
All right, David. Go on, sir.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking later today, Andrew, about reports that President Trump is planning to send federal troops to Chicago. The Washington Post reported that the Pentagon's been planning a military deployment to Chicago now for weeks and that a few thousand National Guard members could be there as soon as next month. Pritzker released a statement over the weekend accusing Trump of attempting to manufacture a crisis. SpaceX is delaying its latest Starship launch, scrubbing Flight 10 to troubleshoot a ground systems problem. The uncrewed rocket was set to follow a similar path as the previous missions, all of which have so far ended in failure. SpaceX had hoped that this would continue into space and deploy 8 satellite simulators. The company has yet to complete a full mission with Starship. And the U.S. Open is underway. Strong showing so far from American players. Taylor Fritz and Ben Shelton went into the second round with the straight sets wins. Novak Djokovic also advanced.
Djokovic.
Thank you. You can tell I probably don't watch a lot of tennis. On the women's side, Americans McCartney Kessler and Catherine McNally also both advanced.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 626 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're on Highway 29 approaching the 9 Mile intersection right there, just some minor delays, but... that's about it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We got texts in. One, this is kind of interesting. Somebody says the sheriff wearing the criminal's confiscated jewelry is in violation of several Florida laws, a handful of which are felonies. I suspect that's not true. My guess would be that he's not wearing it as like outside. He's displaying it for the press conference the way you would perhaps display the dope or the guns on the table for photographs. I'm going to take a long shot here and guess that Grady Judd is not in violation of any laws in what he's doing here. But I'm not his lawyer, so I don't have to answer for him. The other person said, oh, this was interesting. The Flex Transit that we were talking about with ECAT, you know, the alternative where it's like an Uber. Somebody who uses it says, and I did not know this, so thank you so much for texting in, that you have to schedule it 12 hours in advance. I have not used it, so I don't know. And my first thought was, well, gosh, that's not as convenient as, say, Uber or a cab. But if you know you have to go to work at this time, or you know you have to go to the doctor at this time, or whatever, and then it's like a first-come, first-served based on what's available, I guess, so they'll confirm, I assume they'll confirm it to you or not. It's not, I mean, it's still pretty useful, as long as it's not an emergency, in which case, if it's an emergency, well, or, you know, I mean, even grocery shopping, you can schedule that. You know you're going grocery shopping. You don't have to wait until the moment of. So, interesting. I had not known that. 628 News Radio 92.3. There was something else I was going to tell you. Went straight out of my brain answering all these texts, and now I don't know what it was. I don't know. You see this story? Every day there's like 83 new crazy things, and some of them are Trump-related, and many of them are. The Trump administration is now stopping the completion of a wind project for, as far as anybody knows, no reason whatsoever. The president has just got this weird obsession with hating clean energy, even though it is the cheapest form of energy by kilowatt hour today or megawatt hour today. But 45 of the 65 turbines on this Revolution Wind project, it's about 80% completed. 65 are already installed. And despite the fact that the project has already cleared years of federal and state review, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, BOEM, has issued the order Friday saying the government needs to review the project and address concerns related to the protection of national security interests of the United States, which is a very generic way of saying, because we said so. It's weird. It's just weird. He's got this obsession about how wind is bad, or, you know, solar is bad. It only works when the sun's out. Yeah, that's enough. I don't know. I haven't been able to figure out. You know, there's usually some theory. I don't have a theory about why the president is just dumb on this stuff. And he is. He's just adamantly dumb. Like, the things he says are false. And he's always going after these projects like they're a problem. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? FHP says they've arrested about 200 people for immigration violations concerns across the panhandle. I actually saw Well, my wife saw. She showed me the photo of it, and I didn't think there was anything useful I could do with it, but we were out to lunch the other day, a week ago, and she showed me a photo. She'd seen several FHP cruisers and guys getting out in their, you know, what looked like basically fatigues, you know, camouflage gear, and they seemed to be gearing up for something. And it was at University Mall, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out why there. You know, where were they? I mean, you're going to find eight people in the JCPenney's, you know, like, are they going to Academy Sports? Like, you know, where are they going? I don't really know. But yeah, they've been, you know, working with ICE throughout the area. Of course, the governor came and spoke about this here locally, not here in Pensacola, but, you know, in the region. And they have been detaining people, some of whom are criminals, some of whom seem to have the only crime being that they're here illegally, which, you know, is a crime, but it is not a crime of the other sort as well.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia reports to a Baltimore ICE facility today. Immigration officials say they plan to deport the Salvadorian immigrant to Uganda after he rejected a plea deal to be sent to Costa Rica in exchange for pleading guilty to human smuggling charges.
Abrego-Garcia became the focus of critics of the president's illegal immigration crackdown after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
That's Fox's Douglas Zader. Now, the all clear has been given at the University of South Carolina after false reports yesterday that there was an active shooter on campus.
We have no suspect. We have no video of anyone with a gun. We understand that there's things circulating on social media that people have been shot. And I think one even said someone has been killed. Those are all false.
That is University Police Chief Scott Prill. Meanwhile, Villanova University was the victim of an active shooter hoax for the second time in less than a week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. At News Radio 92.3, I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. The FBI has arrested Justin Wright in New York for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort Escambia County Clerk of Court Pam Childers. This is according to a federal indictment that was filed on August 19th. The charges stem from a year-long investigation following an arson incident near Childers' home June of last year, which destroyed a neighbor's car and was accompanied by a death threat aimed at Childers. Wright faces three felony counts: stalking, attempted interference with commerce by threats or violence, and use of fire to commit a felony. Prosecutors allege he traveled interstate with the intent to intimidate Childers and her family. Wright is currently in custody at Rikers Island in New York and scheduled for an arraignment in Pensacola September 9th. An investigation continuing after a small plane accident near Gulf Shores Airport yesterday. Officials say that happened between the Coastal Alabama Community College and the Gulf Shores Tourism Center. There's no word yet on the condition of anyone that was on board that plane. Police in Dafuniac Springs arrested two men on child molestation charges last week. Officials say the men were arrested at separate residences on Friday. The 26-year-old Aaron Kent and 60-year-old Curtis Chansey were taken into custody. Both faced charges of lewd and lascivious molestation of children under 12. The charges stem from separate cases. An arrest made in a shooting in Fort Walton Beach last Wednesday. Officials say 38-year-old Timothy Acoff has been charged with second-degree murder. The shooting happened outside of an apartment complex Wednesday night. Deputies were in the area on an unrelated call when they heard the gunshots and encountered Acoff running from the scene. A 35-year-old man died after being shot in the chest. Well, President Trump's border czar is defiant after a federal judge ordered the closure of Alligator Alcatraz late last week.
The federal court ordered the Immigrant Detention Center at the Florida Everglades to close within 60 days. Border czar Tom Holman tells News Nation, though, the order is not going to stop the operations of Immigration and Customs Enforcement and that federal authorities will continue making arrests. The judge in the case said state and federal authorities broke several environmental laws as they raced to build the detention center. State officials in Florida have appealed the injunction. I'm Scott Carr.
Thank you very much, Scott. An 18-year-old from Atmore was cited for careless driving. This is after a multi-vehicle crash that injured several people on State Road 97 Saturday. Officials say a teen lost control and veered into the southbound lanes of the road, which then crashed into a van driven by 63-year-old a 63-year-old Pensacola woman. That crash caused the teen's SUV to strike three additional vehicles before it stopped. The teen and his 17-year-old passenger were both taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver and passenger in the van suffered minor injuries, and several people from those other three vehicles involved, including one child, also sustained serious injuries in the crash. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will see a beautiful day today with a high near 92 degrees, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. Going into Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 90. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping the sunshine around on Wednesday, high near 87 on Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 degrees right now across the area. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields inched higher as investors continue to digest Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's speech and look toward key inflation data due later this week. The 10-year Treasury yield rose about one basis point to 4.269%. The two-year yield was over two basis points higher at 3.713%. Oil prices are moderately higher after Ukraine attacks hit Russian energy sites. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $64.12 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $68.16 per barrel. In the week ahead, traders are looking forward to Friday's July Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Economists polled by FactSet expect core PCE will rise by 2.9% on a year-over-year basis. This compares to the 2.8% increase in June. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 846, the NASDAQ up 396. That's Your Money Now.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high-yield checking? 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts. And 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Lexus. BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Hold on to your biscuits, folks. Cracker Barrel has changed its logo. How dare they? And guess what? The right, real mad about it. The new logo removes the iconic image of the man leaning against the barrel, as well as the phrase, Old Country Store. It's part of what the company says is a campaign, quote, focused on the goodness of country hospitality. But MAGA is certainly not taking it that way. From Donald Trump Jr. boosting a tweet connecting DEI to the CEO, quote, scrapping a beloved American aesthetic, to Representative Byron Donalds bemoaning it as a woke rebrand, saying, quote, it's time to make Cracker Barrel great again. And it's caused enough of a stir that the company's stock actually plunged, actual impacts on people's jobs in the wake of this announcement.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question on the Cracker Barrel price drop and the loss of, you know, market valuation. Is that because of the blowback from all of the people and the thought that people won't be eating there and they won't be making money? Or is that because of a basically a recognition that the CEO is really dumb, or that these decisions are being made by people who are making really bad decisions? I don't know. I'm not an investor in Cracker Barrel, so I can't say. This was Eugene Daniels, and that's just set up from MSNBC on Saturday. I think it was on the weekend show. That was just to kind of get you in the mind, the mindset. You know, the Cracker Barrel, we talked about this in the Transgressor, talked about it last week a little bit. They took something sort of the original logo, I believe. It's the original logo that they changed finally to a terrible, boring, simplified logo. They got rid of the cracker and they got rid of the barrel. I mean, they literally, as a line from a listener that I should have used on my Transgressors and I didn't. It's a great line, though.
It is.
And they got rid of the bean shape. You know, the pinto bean shape of the original was because the pinto beans were an original side. There's a story behind every part of the logo, and then they replaced it with letters and nonsense. Okay. And if you haven't been following, oh my goodness, the tsunami of people who are the anti-woke folks, you know, generally speaking, my people, who have just been up in arms over this and saying that this is yet another Bud Light, this is another, you know, Aunt Jemima, this is another Land O'Lakes, this is whatever. And Jonathan Capehart, bless his heart, and I'm going to tell you this in advance, is going to say something that I actually agree with. I may not ever in my life have agreed with Jonathan Capehart, but here's what he said.
Is the logo ugly? Do you like the logo?
The logo is fine. Companies go through rebrands all the time. You know what I'm sick of?
By the way, not that part. The logo is not fine. The logo is quite stupid. It's the next part.
Is the logo ugly? Do you like the logo?
The logo is fine. Companies go through rebrands all the time. You know what I'm sick of?
Manufactured BS?
Yeah, manufactured BS, but I am so sick of the outrage of these snowflakes. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that offend them and get them all upset. They're shooting beer cans and burning hats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there are real things people are concerned about, and they're losing their minds over a redesign? Mm-hmm. See, I'm trying
to get him in trouble. You see when I'm quiet? Go ahead.
I think he almost caught himself before he was going to say something that he shouldn't have said.
What the Florida?
You know. So, I actually agree. There's two parts to this, okay? The logo change is dumb. The logo change is absurd. The logo change is ugly. The logo change is ditching something that you know for this thing that you will barely recognize. It doesn't look like anything different from anything else. But this is not an example of some woke agenda. This is not an example of some restriction against conservatives or an attack on your way of life. It's literally, my opinion, just a dumb logo change. And so all of these go woke or go broke folks online, I'm what are you even talking about? It's like the only way you know how to react to something you don't like is by saying it's like Bud Light and Dylan Mulvaney, or saying it's like Target providing transgender, you know, genitals hiding underwear or whatever kind of, you know, like, you know, you can just say a thing is stupid. It doesn't have to be representative of some greater culture war. But that's why the Democrats have been against this too. You know, this is one of those weird things where it's Republicans and Democrats. It's not a political issue. It's not a cultural issue. It's just dumb. And now it fits in the pattern of feeling like good things that are being replaced with terrible things and interesting things that are being replaced with bland things. And I know for transgressors, I made it out like it was a, you know, culture wars issue, but it really isn't. And I think Jonathan Capehart is right. Honestly, my wife said the exact same thing. She said, God, all of these conservative snowflakes who are like at fever pitch anytime something they like gets changed. Yeah. Thicken up. Get a tougher skin. You can criticize it all you like. You can make fun of it all you like. But the notion that this is somehow an attack against your identity, it just isn't. And, oh, I'm never going to the Cracker Barrel again. Really? Because they adopted a stupid logo? Your love of the Cracker Barrel was so deep that it could be undone by them picking a different picture? I mean, that's absurd. Now, I think a lot of people have not gone to Cracker Barrel maybe ever or in a long time, and they like to say things, but it's really hard for me to imagine, because Cracker Barrel's great food.
Oh,
God, it's so good. And I have not been in a long time, okay?
I can just sit there and eat those corn muffins.
And I don't like the new design. It's not preferred to me. I think it looks stupid, the interior decor. But if the food is good, I rarely pick a place because of their logo. Rarely because of the decor. So he's going to go on. I'm going to play some more of this because I thought he was right. I think conservative snowflake. In fact, I'll give you my term. If you can come up with a better one, I'll take it. But here's my term. You ready? Anti-woke snowflakes.
Ooh.
We have allowed ourselves to become whiny little bleeps. Anti-woke snowflakes. Who pitch a fit and kick and scream every time something changes that we don't like it to change, as if it's part of the grand culture war. Tell me I'm wrong. 437-1620, that guy on the memes with the card table and the sign says prove me wrong. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are looking good. Seeing some minor delays on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says you ought to check into the wokeness at Cracker Barrel. Oh, no, I agree. The company has stuff, okay? And if you look at some of the other things that have been done, yeah, I'm with you. And if you want to criticize them for that, okay, fine. Sure. But again, you know, the logo, that's your thing. Now, if they ditch the rocking chairs or they get rid of the country store.
Well, yeah,
or
if you get rid of the store.
You know, I mean,
they have some cool things in there.
Yeah.
Knickknacks that you won't find anywhere else.
And, you know, who was it that said that when they started serving alcohol, that's when they stopped liking Cracker Barrel? I didn't know Cracker Barrel had started serving alcohol.
Kind of
makes me want to go more. Anyway, you're right about that. Just treat each thing on its own merits. Just because a thing you don't like is happening, it doesn't mean it's representative of something else or bigger thing. Or even if it comes from a company that has other kind of woke / DEI things about it, it doesn't mean this represents that. In fact, I think a lot of the folks who kind of have gotten, you know, really loud about this, they got to feel a little bit lucky that after getting outraged and then digging in to Cracker Barrel, they found other reasons. You know what I mean? But it's not that those were the reasons. They just got lucky and found them after the fact. Here, I want to let Jonathan continue his commentary because I thought it was interesting some of the other stuff that he and Eugene Daniels said. This is Eugene Daniels.
I'll say this. I agree with you. I think the manufactured outrage is also about them pretending to feel attacked. Because mm-hmm. when you think about Cracker Barrel as someone who's been a lot as a kid in the South, you think about folks in the South. You think about folks who are probably MAGA voters, right? That, mm-hmm. you know, that those two circles are probably very close together.
I wish you wouldn't say MAGA. It makes them sound so wrong. But yeah, there's some hefty overlap, but not entirely. I mean, I do think that, you know, liberals like Southern food too. Everybody likes Southern food once they try it.
Amen.
But I, you know, that feeling of being attacked, this manufactured crisis and outrage, I think there is a natural revulsion for the logo change. A natural, oh my God. When I showed it to John for the first time when he saw it, you couldn't believe it.
Oh, I couldn't.
And it's very easy to kind of seize upon that and turn it into this other thing. Like, you know, we haven't had a real good story of something good getting canceled for all the wrong reasons lately. Ah, Cracker Barrel! You know, let's fit that into the narrative. Transgressors, right?
And so they're pretending that this thing that Donald Trump Jr. all of a sudden heard about and cares about now, Cracker Barrel, he's so offended by it and its wokeness. And I would love to hear from him whether or not he's actually been to a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, for real, because...
to be actually offended. Because you ain't been...
There aren't any in Manhattan.
No, there's not.
I can tell you that much. And it's not like they closed Cracker Barrel.
No, thank God.
Or replaced the little man leaning on the barrel.
I do hope
with,
the little old man's okay.
Uncle Herschel.
He's still ahead. I mean, look how the one on the right is so
they want
nice.
Control over everything. That's
it's
what it
nice.
Seems
it's
like.
It's even bigger.
It's not so nice. It's dumb. But actually, he's onto something. They didn't replace Uncle Herschel with, like, I don't know, a drag
beer.
Queen
yeah.
or some rainbow thing. They just deleted him. And not, you know, for no reason other than they simplified the whole thing. So, yeah, it could have been a whole lot worse. And the whole business about has Donald Trump Jr. ever gone to one? There's not one in Manhattan. I went to look. I was curious. There isn't one in Manhattan, but there are many around New York.
In West Palm.
Yeah. And by the way, they're right. Yeah, in other parts, in Florida. Florida is actually the number one state for Cracker Barrels.
Really?
Yeah. Same. I was surprised by that. I said I can barely see the numbers here. It's such a small thing here. It's 60 in the state of Florida, 55 in Texas. As of the map, as of 2022, I don't have a more current map than that. Tennessee is number three. So Florida, Texas, and then Tennessee. And then you have the very, very few. Like, you have none in Washington and Wyoming. I was surprised how eastern it is. It's very few of them scattered around everywhere from Iowa to Wisconsin to Minnesota out to California and Oregon, like 1-2 per state. And they're all on interstates. If you look at if you want to know where the Cracker Barrels are, you look at an interstate
right.
map.
Right.
And the interstate map will tell you where the Cracker Barrels are because they cater heavily to travelers mm-hmm. and truckers, right? Which is smart. Don't be anti-woke snowflakes. It doesn't mean you can't be anti-woke. You can be anti-woke. You can criticize woke nonsense as much as you like, but don't do it too much. Don't be thin-skinned. Don't be, easily offended. Triggered on everything. Oh, my God. 437-1620. You're not wrong about this, but this is hardly exclusive to the conservative snowflake crowd. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course, right? We got a lot of this. Andrew, you're complete. 437-1620. Andrew, you're completely right. We've been drawn into a sissy slap fight with leftists.
That's a slap fight.
A sissy slap fight with leftists against our will. We have become what we hated. Done, done, done. Oh, that is so right. I think you left out an important part. The remodeling of the indoors turned into a sterile environment. Right. Same as they said, like a Denny's. The CEO won a Good Morning America to double down and talk about how she wanted a more inclusive environment. Right. But that was after. Right. Let's see. Dave says, Andrew, you're exactly right. Spot on assessment. Somebody else says, without the anti-woke snowflakes, where would we get the memes?
True.
No, there you go. All right. 653 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers.
In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Chop 'em, brother, lay.
Good morning, 6:56 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, one quick follow-up on the whole Cracker Barrel thing. John, you think there's any chance they just ditch the new logo and go back? It's the smartest thing they should do.
Right.
It would avoid having to go through the cost of rebranding.
But it doesn't sound like she's willing to do it.
I mean, obviously if I were running the show, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. But somebody around her should be like, you know, based on all of this, we can actually win here by saying, we hear you, right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Highway 90, 98 are looking good. Seen some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound right around, Kimstrand Road, that area. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, SpaceX is troubleshooting an issue with the ground systems that led to the postponement of the 10th Starship launch. That was scrubbed about 15 minutes before the scheduled flight window opened yesterday. SpaceX has yet to successfully complete a mission for the Starship. Walking Dead star Norman Reedus' son facing charges in New York for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. Mingus Reedus was arraigned in Manhattan criminal court
it.
Over the week.
That's his name?
Yeah.
What should we name the boy? Mingus Reedus.
It's an unfortunate name.
What? Come on. There. Listen, you know, anyway, go on. Some parents name their kids under odd circumstances.
It's a Hollywood name. What do you expect?
I expect better.
And National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. are now able to carry firearms. Troops deployed in the nation's capital, a part of President Trump's crime crackdown, will continue to focus their work on protecting federal assets and providing a safe environment.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Of course, he's threatening now to expand. The plan is in the works for Chicago, New York City, Oakland is another one, Baltimore, which, you know, they're not D.C. D.C. has federal oversight, so that makes sense. Not D.C., you have to come up with a pretext, right? You have to have an emergency or, you know, a riot or something. And I don't think it's there, frankly, but, you know, this is in development. We'll see. Hey, if you need to do a home improvement project, you need to fix something, or you're building things, maybe for a living you build things, you're a contractor, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They are the commercial construction supply business here in town. The warehouse is here. They don't have to order it. They have it in stock for you. That's true for, you know, they're not like waiting to find out what they need. They know what you're going to need because they've been doing this for 174 years. They know. But also, if you do have something that's specialized, a special product, a specified product that the architect or the engineer is asking for this particular thing, they can do that. They do it all the time. So whether it's the kind of stuff that you need all the time or the kind of stuff that, you know, is special, they can get that done for you. They're not afraid of it. They work with these things all the time. Also, they want to make sure you get the result you want. They want to make sure that it's safe. They want to make sure that, you know, you're not wasting your money. And so sometimes they'll ask you the question like, hey, have you ever done that before? And you think, well, why would you ask? Because we care. Because we want to make sure that you get it right. We're not here just to sell you a product. We're here to sell you an end result that that product is supposed to provide. And we want to make sure that you get it. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. Check them out. Great place. Great history in Pensacola, too.